Welcome to LSC Radio, broadcasting from the LSC Radio Studios in beautiful downtown Loveland, Ohio. If you enjoy this episode and would like to contribute to the arts, visit lovelandstagecompany.org. Click on Donating to LSC. Please help us keep the arts alive in beautiful downtown Loveland. Now get a snack, sit back, relax, and enjoy the fourth episode of A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. Original music by Felix Mendelssohn. Performed and recorded by John Nixon. Directed by Jacqueline Schott. Produced by Jill Gornett and Michael Harris Kaiser.
Come, sit thee down upon this flowery bed, while thy amiable cheeks do coy, and stick musk roses in thy sleek, smooth head, and kiss thy fair, large ears, my gentle joy.
Where's Peas Blossom?
Oh.
Scratch my head, Peas Blossom. Where's Monsieur Cobweb? Monsieur Cobweb, good monsieur, get you your weapons in your hand and kill me a red-hipped humblebee on the top of a thistle. And, good monsieur, bring me the honey bag. Do not fret yourself too much in the action, monsieur. And, good monsieur, have a care the honey bag break not. I would be loath to have you overflown with a honey bag, senor. Where's Monsieur Cobweb, mustard seed?
Ready.
Give me your neef, Monsieur Mustard Seed. Pray you, leave your courtesy, good monsieur.
What's your will?
Nothing, good monsieur, but to help Cavaliere Cobweb to scratch. I must to the barber's, monsieur, for methinks I am marvels hairy about the face. And I am such a tender ass, if my hair do but tickle me, I must scratch.
What, wilt thou some music, my sweet love?
I have a reasonable good ear in music. Let's have the tongs and the bones.
Or say, sweet love, what thou desirest to eat.
Truly, a peck of provender. I could munch your good dry oats. Methinks I have a great desire to a bottle of hay. Good hay, sweet hay, hath no fellow.
I have a venturous fairy that will seek the squirrel's hoard and fetch these new nuts.
I had rather have a handful or two of dried peas, but I pray you, let none of your people stir me. I have an exposition of sleep come upon me.
Sleep thou, and I will wind thee in my arms. Fairies, be gone, and always be away. So doth the woodbine and sweet honeysuckle gently entwist the female ivy. So enrings the barky fingers of the elm. Oh, how I love thee! How I dote on thee!
Welcome, Robin. Seest thou this sweet sight? Her dotage now I do begin to pity. For meeting her of late behind the wood, seeking sweet favors for this hateful fool, I did upbraid her and fall out with her. For she his hairy temples then had rounded with coronet of fresh and fragrant flowers. And that same dew, which sometimes on the buds was wont to smell like round and orient pearls, stood now within the pretty floriot's eyes, like tears that did their own disgrace bewail. When I had, at my pleasure, taunted her, and she in mild terms begged my patience, I then did ask of her her changeling child, which straight she gave me, and her fairy sent to bear him to my bower in fairyland. And now I have the boy. I will undo this hateful imperfection of her eyes. And, gentle Puck, Take this transformed scalp from off the head of this Athenian swain, that he awaking when the other do, may all to Athens back again repair and think no more of this night's accidents, but as a fierce vexation of a dream. But first, I will release the fairy queen. Be as thou wast wont to be, see as thou wast wont to see. Dian's bud or Cupid's flower hath such force and blessed power. Now, my Titania, wake you, my sweet queen.
My Oberon, what visions I've seen. Methought I was enamored of an ass.
There lies your love.
How came these things to pass? Oh, how mine eyes do loathe his visage now.
Silence a while. Robin, take off this head. Titania, music call and strike more dead than common sleep of all these five descents.
Music, music such as charmed sleep.
Now when thou wakest, with thine own fool's eyes, peep!
Sound music! Come, my queen, take hands with me and rock the ground whereon these sleepers be. Now thou and I are new in amity, and will tomorrow midnight solemnly dance in Duke Theseus's house triumphantly, and bless it to our fair prosperity. There shall the pairs of faithful lovers be wedded with Theseus, all in jollity.
Fairy king, attend the mark. I do see the morning lark.
Ah, then, my queen, in silence sad, trip we after nightshade. We the globe can compass soon, swifter than the wandering moon.
Come, my lord, and in our flight, tell me how it came this night that I, sleeping here, was found with these mortals on the ground.
Go, one of you, find out the forester, for now our observation is performed. And since we have the vowed of the day, my love shall hear the music of the hounds. Uncouple the western valley, let them go. Dispatch, I say, find the forester. We will, fair queen, up to the mountain's top and mark the musical confusion of hounds and echo in conjunction.
I was with Hercules and Cadmus once, when in a wood of Crete they bayed the bear with hounds of Sparta. Never did I hear such gallant chiding, for besides the groves, the skies, the fountains, every region near seemed all one mutual cry. I never heard so musical a discord, such sweet thunder.
My hounds are bred out of the Spartan kind, so flued, so sanded, and their heads are hung with ears that sweep away the morning dew, crook-kneed and dew-lapped like Thessalian bulls, slow in pursuit, but matched in mouth like bells, each under each. A cry more tunable was never hollowed to, nor cheered with horn in Crete, in Sparta, nor in Thessaly. Judge when you hear.
When my cue comes, call me and I will answer. My next is most fair Pyramus. Hey ho! Peter Quince! Flute the bellows mender! Snout the tinker? Starveling? Gods, my life stolen hence and left me asleep. I have had a most rare vision. I have had a dream past the wit of man to say what dream it was. Man is but an ass if you go about to expound this dream. Methought I was... There is no man can tell what methought I was, and methought I had, but man is a patched fool if he will offer to say what methought I had. The eye of man hath not heard, the ear of man hath not seen. Man's hand is not able to taste, his tongue to conceive, nor his heart to report what my dream was. I will get Peter Quince to write a ballad of this dream. It shall be called Bottom's Dream, because it hath no bottom. And I will sing it in the latter end of a play before the Duke. Peradventure, to make it the more gracious, I shall sing it at her death.
But soft, what nymphs are these?
My lord, this is my daughter here asleep, and this Lysander, this Demetrius is, and this Helena, old Nader's da Helena. I wonder if they're being here together.
No doubt they arose up early to observe the rite of May, and hearing our intent, came here in grace of our solemnity. But speak, Aegeus, is not this the day that Hermia should give answer of her choice?
It is, my lord.
Go, bid the huntsmen wake them with their horns. Good morrow, friends. Saint Valentine is past. Begin these woodbirds but to couple now?
Pardon, my lord.
I pray you all stand up. I know you two are rival enemies. How comes this gentle concord in the world? That hatred is so far from jealousy to sleep by hate and fear no enmity.
My lord, I shall reply amazedly, half sleep, half waking. But as yet, I swear I cannot truly say how I came here. But as I think, for truly what I speak, and now I do bethink me, so it is. I came with Hermia hither. Our intent was to be gone from Athens, where we might, without the peril of the Athenian law, seek to marry
enough. My lord, you have enough now. I beg the law upon his head.
No.
They would have stolen away. They would, Demetrius. Thereby to have defeated you and me. You of your wife and me of my consent. Of my consent that she should be your wife.
My lord, fair Helen told me of their stealth, of this their purpose hither in the wood, and I in fury hither followed them. Fair Helen and Fancy following me. But, my good lord, I wot not by what power, but by some power it is. My love to Hermia melted as the snow, seems to me now as the remembrance of an idle god, when in my childhood I did dote upon, and all the faith, the virtue of my heart, the object of my presence, the pleasure of mine eye, is only Helena. To her, my lord, was I betrothed, and ere I saw Hermia, but like a sickness did I loathe this food, but as in health, come to any natural taste, now I do wish it, love it, long for it, for and will forevermore be true to it.
Fair lovers, you are fortunately met. Of this discourse we will more hear anon. Aegeus, I will overbear your will, for in the temple by and by, and with us, these couples shall eternally be knit. And, for the morning is now something worn, our purposed hunting shall be set aside. Away with us to Athens. Three and three, we'll hold a feast of great solemnity. Come, Hippolyta.
These things seem small and undistinguishable, like far-off mountains turned into clouds.
Yeah. Methinks I see these things with parted eye when everything seems double.
So methinks, and I have found Demetrius like a jewel, mine own and not mine own.
Are you sure that we are awake? It seems to me that yet we sleep, we dream. Do not you think the Duke was here and bid us follow him?
Yea, and my father.
And Hippolyta.
And he did bid us follow to the temple.
Why then we are awake! Let's follow him. And by the way, let us recount our dreams.
Yes, let's.
Have you sent to Bottom's house? Is he come home yet?
He cannot be heard of. Out of doubt, he is transported.
Now, if he come not, then the play is marred. It goes not forward, doth it?
It is not possible. You have not a man in all Athens able to discharge Pyramus, but he...
That's right.
No. He hath simply the best wit of any handicraftsman in Athens.
Yay, and the best person, too. And he is a very paramour, a sweet voice.
Oh, no, you must say paragon. Oh. Well, a paramour is, God bless us, a thing of nines.
Masters, the Duke is coming from the temple, and there is two or three lords and ladies more married. Oh. If our sport had gone forward, we had all been made men.
Oh, sweet Bully Bottom. Oh, thus hath he lost sixpence a day during his life. No, he could not have escaped sixpence a day. Yeah. And the Duke had not given him sixpence a day for playing Pyramus, I'll be hanged. Yeah. Oh, he would have deserved it. Oh, sixpence a day in Pyramus or nothing.
Where are these lads? Where are these hearts?
Happy hour!
Masters, I am to discourse wonders, but ask me not what, for if I tell you, I am not true Athenian. Ooh. I will tell you everything right as it fell out.
Okay, tell us.
Let us hear, sweet boss. Yes.
Not a word of me. All that I will tell you is that the Duke hath dined. Get your apparel together. Good strings to your beards, new ribbons to your pumps. Meet presently at the palace. Every man look o'er his part, for the short and the long is... Our play is preferred. In any case, let Thisbe have clean linen, and let him, not him that plays the lion, pare his nails, for they shall hang out for the lion's claws. And most dear actors, eat no onions nor garlic, for we are to utter sweet breath. And I do not doubt but to hear them say it is a sweet comedy. No more words. Away. Go! Away!
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of A Midsummer Night's Dream. This episode is brought to you by La Rosa's. For over 60 years, La Rosa's has served up real Italian family recipes. La Rosa's truly is your neighborhood family pizzeria. You and your family can enjoy pizzas and other Italian favorites or for dine-in, delivery, or carry-out. La Rosa's at larosas.com, 513-347-1111. And Loveland Sweet Shop. Call us old-fashioned. We invite you in to our old-time shop for a chance to browse and enjoy delectable treats, delicious ice cream, and wonderful coffee. Guests of all ages feel like a kid choosing from our assortment of old-fashioned flavors. Loveland Sweet Shop, 124 West Loveland Avenue, 513-583-8305. Thank you for tuning in to LSC Radio. LSC Radio is a subsidiary of Loveland Stage Company.